I call to order this regular meeting of the Sturgis Common Council on an irregular night, July 29th, 2019. First item is approval of the agenda. Is there a motion? First by Rhea.
Second.
Second by Jason. All those in favor of the agenda, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
We got an agenda. Item 3 is executive session. Mr. Barnier, please.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of council. Do request an executive session for this evening. I do not believe there'll be a request for action based on the one legal matter and I think three contract matters that I would bring out during executive session.
Is there a motion for exec?
So moved.
First by Terry.
Second.
Second by Becca. All those in favor of exec, please indicate by stating yes.
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 We're going off to exec.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God.
Included in the packets are the unofficial minutes of the June 16th planning and zoning minutes, which means they haven't been ratified by the commission yet. Item 6 is announcements and praise. I got a few things here. Tuesday the 13th, after the rally, the finance office will be moving to the community center. Community picnic will be on August 21st. We'll have one council meeting prior to that. This meeting here is in lieu of having the first meeting Monday in August, so our next council meeting will be the 19th. On August the 17th, the Farmers Market will kick back off downtown on Saturdays. And that's all I have written, but I wanted to congratulate Jason on his top finish in regional health bike series this summer. So I just want to give you some props for that, Jason. Yeah.
And Sean Fisher also for winning the the ambassador.
USA ambassador.
Hey, Rhea, talk in your microphone.
I believe Sean won the SPIC award, which is, I'm not going to say it because I'm going to mess it up.
But she did a really good job.
She did do very well. She actually won a few awards, but she did win that category overall.
Awesome. Yep, yep. Anything else to add under announcements and praise? Item 7, City Manager's Report, so I'll turn it over to you, Daniel.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. The first item is several additional hires that we do have. These are all within budget. We do have a new survey facilitator that will be starting during the rally. In the liquor store, we have several positions that are going to be added for the rally as well. I do want to note that the overall numbers in the liquor store are going to be far lower than what they were in years past. So in the community center, we do have a new lifeguard that is not for the rally, but John will be working for us throughout the year. And also a new front desk, Leah, she's worked there in the past, and so she's well-trained in that. In the police reserves, we do have several volunteers that we just need to note for our various insurance purposes. Then after that, I'll turn it to Faye.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. These are your second quarter financials. My first one here will be for the general fund, and it's probably going to be pretty hard to read. I'll do the best I can. And then also I do have some packets back there if anybody is interested in this. Get there a little bit bigger there. Right now, the revenue is just up a little bit from 2018. We are showing our property taxes, sales tax, license and permits. All those other ones, won't read them to you. Then the general fund expenses are down a little bit from last year, which is a good thing. We do have, of course, our most expensive months coming up with the rally. But so as of the end of June, we're sitting quite well. Any questions on this one? Yes. And no, this would be as of the end of June, from January to June. It's the first half of the year, yes. Here are our cash balances. This is what we have in the banks. We have three places that we have CDs. We have Wells Fargo, Pioneer, and then South Dakota Fit. We have Alice Wiggins Dunn Trust is also in some CDs. They are actually sitting in First Interstate Bank. That is for the library. And then we have our checking and our savings account. Any questions there? Then we have our interest off of these accounts. Only thing different here from the first quarter is we have our TIF interest. That is from TIF 11 and 13. And that always helps our interest look a little better. Any questions on that? And this here is our cash comparisons. I'm going to reel this down a little bit and just do it with 19 and 18. So basically, the general fund is your first one. So we're down just a little bit there. The second one is their liquor store. Our liquor store is in the positive, and this also includes the liquor store is giving quite a bit of money as a transfer from the liquor store to the general fund. So that this number here is above and beyond that number. The third number will be our water, and the next number is our wastewater, and of course that's higher because of that surcharge. Then we have sanitation, and then the ambulance. Any questions on those? And then our last one is our revenues and our expenses. And there was one when Legal and Finance, when we talked about this at Legal and Finance, sanitation, I did find that in 2018 that was the incorrect number. That was actually the first quarter number. So that's why it was like $400,000. So that's what the difference is. So for sanitation. So same as the other, we have general fund first, then we have liquor store, we have water, wastewater, sanitation, and then ambulance. Any questions on that? Thank you.
Let's go back, Faye, to the
last sheet. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, we're on. The ambulance. Losses since 2014, are they cumulative?
Yes.
No, since 2014.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Did a lot of...
Ironic that we could lose three-quarters, still have a net gain there. Anyway, kind of a sick joke, but it's
any other questions?
Bonnie,
what you have? Come on up to the microphone, please.
Just a question on the cash balances and the pies. Is there a place here that there's a total that I'm not seeing the total cash balances?
Total cash balances was $3,390,000.
On here someplace? Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay.
I don't think I have that on the interest, but maybe I do. Yeah, I do. I have 57. Too. 57,637.82.
So that's in the bank?
Everything.
In addition to this over here?
Yeah, that's the interest off of those accounts.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Thanks, Faye. Item 8 is to consider the consent calendar. We have A through G tonight. Does council wish to remove any of those items and discuss them individually? How about anybody in the public? Items A through G on the consent calendar. On C? Okay. Request to take off C and discuss individually. Any other requests? Is there a motion?
Move to approve with exception of C.
First by Jason and a second by Terry. We got a first and a second to approve the consent calendar minus C. Jason and Terry. We do have some minutes in here, but all those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. Pay, please note unanimous for a roll call. Item C is Resolution 2019-54. This is a plat out of the Sturgis Brown High School East Campus Subdivision. Mr. Ainsley, I'll turn it over to you.
The item before you has been reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission. This is a further subdivision of the what used to be 400 acres of property, which the school district owned. They subdivided it last year or the year before and sold a portion of it to the National Guard. Now they have been working for quite some time with the Fair Board as well as the Rodeo Association. And if you look on lot
three.
Okay, that lot right there is going to be, thank you, lot three, is going to be provided with a long-term lease. I do not know the terms of that, but truly that's up to the school district, to the Rodeo Association. That's where they want to place their new rodeo grounds, rodeo facilities. Of course, the city has been working towards this for quite some time, as it will be far more convenient for them to be able to hold larger rodeos at that location. In the future, the city will likely assist with moving some of the corrals and some of the sand and things like that from the present location over to this location. This actually goes back to, I think, even 2013-ish, when we held a series of meetings with the Fairgrounds Advisory Committee, and this was a recommendation that came out of that. So it really has been, this is really the culmination of probably 5-6 years worth of work to get to this point. Then lot two would remain the high school. Thank you, Councillor Bichon. This is a great tool here. Then lot, yeah, and then lot four is actually going to be separated, and that's going to be provided to the Fair Association. They do already have a couple of buildings that are located there, and they're doing a significant fundraising effort so that they can build a larger addition to that. What's important about that is it is a separate lot, and that was needed so that they could get special event licenses out there for alcohol for different events that they end up having there. I understand that they will have a long-term lease with the school. I don't believe the school will actually be selling them that parcel, but I can't guarantee that. Again, that's up to a decision that's going to be made by the school district. That's four. Lot four.
Where the fair is.
You can see that there is a 66-foot-wide private access easement that is for the benefit of lot four. That is so that patrons that are actually going on to lot four are able to actually traverse across the larger high school lot. Without that access easement, truly you couldn't approve this because there's no frontage on any public right-of-way. Are there any questions?
Lot two is the high school itself.
That's still part of the high school lot. Pretty much the whole, that area there is the high school, but that same lot, not.
That's probably the, lot two is probably the National Guard.
Yeah.
Two.
Lot two is
lot
the National Guard.
Lot two is National Guard, yep. So we told you wrong the first time there. Any other questions? Council or public? Is it? Yep. The school district's the one. Any further discussion?
Move to approve item C.
And first by Jason.
Second
by Rhea. Any last discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes. Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries. Brings us to approval of the claims. Any questions on that, council or public?
I had one question. I think it was on the first page. I'm not sure. It was a reimbursement for Ainsworth Benning for utilities. I'm assuming that they had a meter on a pole, and then they were metered Black Hills Utilities?
No, what we did, we had an agreement with Ainsworth Benning that during the course of construction, once we actually moved into the building, from that point on, we would pay for half the cost of the utilities. To have a separate meter, honestly, would have cost more to get it installed and everything else. And so we roughly said, we'll pay half and you pay half. And so
they paid the utilities and
yes.
We reimbursed them for half. Okay,
yeah.
That makes sense.
And that was from Public Works moved in, I think it was in January. Might have been late December. But from that point forward, we paid half.
Yeah, and they were still constructing the rest of
yeah.
it.
So.
Any other claim questions? Come on up, Bonnie.
I think it's page one, but I can't tell because of the way this printer goes. But it's the one about the revolving fund loan to the Legend suspension.
That's the city maintains an economic development loan fund that it regularly provides loans to properties within the city. Most of the time it's been for facades, but at the same point, sometimes it's been for parking lots like Grocery Mart. It also has been used for inventory, Dakota Extreme and others, equipment, I think, at the Knuckle Brewery Company. In this case, it was a loan for a new parking lot that Legend Suspension, which is out at the industrial park, and they are expanding. So we provided them a $75,000 loan so that they could go ahead and do the paving from that. Similar to all of our other loans, they pay it back over 10 years at, I believe, 3%. What's that?
They usually Three. That big? I don't remember seeing one
yeah.
that big before.
They've been larger, too.
Yeah, some of them go to 150, I
oh,
think.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We have gone higher than that.
So how does that get processed? Because I don't remember seeing that.
No, there was a council vote that established that program several years ago that's set out specific criteria. And as long as a property had that met all those criteria, then they could go ahead and apply for the loan. And then the loan is actually reviewed by SEDC. That way the documentation, the personal financials and those things can actually be reviewed and kept confidential. It's reviewed by SEDC, and then if SEDC makes a recommendation for approval, then we process the paperwork and the payment.
Never approves.
Nope. They approve the payment here at this point. But that was part of their original program when they designed it.
Okay, I just want to understand the program.
Which I think was $500,000, Bonnie, when we first put that right in there.
It's good for the city, Bonnie.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it kind of goes at the commercial level of what I said the other day is why, you know, why don't we help ourselves improve our image and our look? And so, yeah, that's fine. I just didn't know what it was, and I didn't see it come through for council consideration any time before, and $75,000 is a lot of money to me. So, so the fund was originally $500,000?
I believe so,
and
yeah.
It came from where?
Well, it came from.
I'm sorry, what's that?
Where did the seed money come from?
That was a federal program that came around in the 80s, I want to say. I thought it was even earlier than that. I think it was the late 80s. But the city did receive some initial funding from the federal government, and that had to be placed in a separate fund. And that is what our economic development loan fund comes from, and that's just continued to revolve and grow as people make interest payments.
The most recent one we did like this was Grocery Mart, and that was, what, a couple months ago?
Last week?
No, it wasn't
Pretty
last
recently.
Week.
Well, I mean, they're late in the cut.
Yeah, they're still
right
working
now.
On it.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. And so then, so how much is in that fund now? You said it's growing with the interest?
The available balance in there, well, it should be on. Oh, no, that's only the operating funds. Yeah, I think it was 500 even. Something like that. And then the rest of the money, of course, has been lent out to other businesses and everything else.
So how many are, do we know, how, like, how many are out there right now? How many active helping loans like this are?
Eight.
Yes.
And they're for different amounts, so not all of them are this large.
Right, right. Okay, I just saw it come by and I wondered. Okay, then the other thing I was trying to make sense out of, because I thought, was the band thing. These are bands during the rally. I
Correct.
See, when I looked at it, I thought
these are bands during the rally that play at Harley-Davidson Rally Point. They play throughout the time of the rally for 9 days. And it's something that we've been doing since Rally Point was constructed. That was part of the initiative to make sure that there was more outdoor available concerts to enhance the ambiance of downtown.
But
it started in 15, so 15, 16, 17, 18, so it's been four. This will be the fifth year.
Yeah.
And so where does this money come from?
That comes out of the sponsorship budget. That was part of our original agreement when we sold the sponsorship to Harley-Davidson for the construction of Harley-Davidson Rally Point.
And as far as the timing of it, it ends 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock at night, so we're really not in competition with a lot of the nighttime activities during the rally. 11, I think. So, yeah.
It's done... Yeah, and it's done before the significant entertainment happens in downtown. The idea behind that was to make sure that there were things to keep people downtown so that they're in our downtown. And then once that ends, that's when the large entertainment begins at the Knuckle, at Iron Horse, and at
American.
Yeah, thank you, Loud.
Under which number do you want me to ask about the Iron Horse deal? When will that fit in the agenda? Because we talked about the alley, and I don't know what happened to the alley.
It's not being closed this year.
Well, that'd be under other matters.
Yep.
Any other claims discussion?
Sorry. Under page 6, Rally Department General, the poker tournament buy-in. Can you just give me a little info on that?
So people that registered through our website, yeah.
Because I was saying, if we're sending somebody up there, and I mean, I feel like I can play a game. So.
Steve, noon on Sunday.
If you register and make payment on the city's website, we can definitely add that.
It's closed, Jerry says. We can still add you up there.
Thank you.
Any other claims discussions? Find it.
Page 7. I just have to ask how fancy the police logo shirts and jackets are for $4,500.
Chief, will you please stand up and
show off your
do
wares.
A model?
Ooh-ah.
Consistency in uniform, though, people recognize.
How many do you get? That's a bunch. 3. And... that's a big incentive point of getting officers to come and help here as well. So at least they get to take home something that's a little bit more special than the 79th Motorcycle Rally.
Move to approve the claims.
Got a first by Ron.
Second.
Second by Steve. Any last discussion? We'll go ahead and roll call. Mike, we'll start with you.
Yes.
Terry. Yes, Steve.
Yes.
Becca.
Yes.
Rhea.
Yes.
Ron.
Yes.
And Jason.
Yes.
Bills are paid.